With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, Hilchos Tzitzis Perek Beis. The entire Perek deals with Tchelis. Tchelis is a certain blue dye that comes from a fish called the Chelazon. And some of the strands of the Tzitzis ideally should be dyed with this Tchelis dye. And let's just read the beginning of the halacha. Says Rambam that tchelis ho amura b'toira b'chol makim. Wherever the term tchelis is mentioned in the Torah, let's not forget that tchelis is not exclusively linked to the mitzvah of tzitzis. We have tchelis when it comes to making the big day kahuna and in other places as well. So writes the Rambam that whenever we find the term tchelis, he begins to define, right, he had semer, hatzavua, kapasuk shabakachoil. It's referring to wool, which is dyed with a blue color, and he begins to describe that it looks like the color of the sky, as it appears opposite the sun when there's a clean day, when it's a clear day, when there is a clear sky, etc., etc. Over the last few generations, beginning with the times of the Radzina Rebbe, that's the great Rab Gershon Chanoich Leiner, right? There was an attempt to reintroduce the Tchelis dye amongst our practice on our tzitzis. And since him, there was Rabbi Herzog, the first chief rabbi of Israel. He attempted to identify another type of chilazon. Then we have in the last decade or two that there is this further clarification and identification of what the chilazon fish is, and therefore extracting its blood and turning it into the dye. Many are convinced that today we for sure identified the chelazin, and we know what the tchelis is, and therefore many people began to wear tchelis again. So I would like to read a letter from the Rebbe. I'm reading from Igeres HaKodesh, Chelik Yud Zayin, page Reish Lamed Beis. Now this letter was written by the Rebbe in Tavshin Yud Ches, so it was not referring to the last discovery of the chelazin. Nevertheless, as we'll see in a moment, the toichen of the letter stands nonetheless, even though there is now yet another identification of the chelazin. So the Yid is writing and asking the Rebbe regarding putting the dye of tchelis on his tzitzis. So the Rebbe quotes a correspondence that took place between the Rebbe Rashab and the Radzina Rebbe. Now it's interesting that the Rebbe writes in the Rebbe's letter that ve'ein ato tachas yodi michtavoy bazeh. In other words, when the Rebbe wrote this letter, he didn't have the letter of the Rebbe Rashab. But let me just share, now that we have the letter, the back and forth is that the Radzina Rebbe wanted to get the Rebbe Rashab's askama for his tchelis. And what the Rebbe Rashab responded to him was not going into whether he identified the correct chilazon or not, but he quoted, based on the Arizal al Pi Kabbalah, that chelis will return only la'asad lavay, only with the coming of Mashiach. And just bekitzer, talis is the concept of soiviv kol almin. The white strands are the concept of mamali kol almin, which means it's the concept of doing mitzvahs maisias. Tchelis is like memali de memali. Tchelis is like gevura shebe gevura. Tchelis means doing mitzvahs in the most extreme, precise exactitude. And that level of observance is something that will only come back to us after the coming of Mashiach. All of that is al-pi Kabbalah. Now that Radzina Rebbe wrote back to the Rebbe Rashab, if that's the case, then why do we wear Tefillin Shabbarosh? When Tefillin Shabbarosh also was similar to the concept of Tchelis, the Rebbe Rashab responded that we don't compare Inyanim and Kabbalah, even though generally they might be similar, but they're not exactly the same. So coming back to the Rebbe's letter, the Rebbe writes that even though ve'ein ata tachas yadim mechtovei bezeh, avol, the Rebbe says that zecharuni, I remember that shemevi shal pi kabbalah, that the Rebbe Rashab brings, that shal pi kabbalah yia inyan atcheles rak la'asad lavoi. Ubemela, onu ein lanu ele divrei ben Amram, whether they identify the chelazin or not, that we will put tchelis back on our garments with the coming of Mashiach. May that happen now. Amen.